This is an MUT Radio podcast. Radio.
Making headlines this hour. MUT mourns the loss of Industrial LTDC Deputy Director Cebo Nyondo. And in other news, Richards Bay residents threaten legal action over coal dust and water crisis. The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. The 8th of August will be etched into the history of Mangosuthu University of Technology as one of its darkest days following the tragic passing of Cebo Nyondo, Deputy Director of E-Learning at the Learning and Teaching Development Center. Nyondo passed away at a local hospital, leaving the entire university community devastated by the loss of one of its most dedicated and industrious staff members. Nyondo's journey with MUT was deeply personal. He was a proud product of the institution before joining the LTDC, where his hard work and commitment saw him rise through the ranks into his final leadership position. At a moving memorial service held on the 12th of August 2026, speaker after speaker painted a vivid picture of a man who embodied professionalism, efficiency, and kindness, known for delivering exceptional results with a consistent smile. Nyondo served as an unlimited source of information, guidance, and inspiration to his colleagues. The MUT community continues to rally around the Nyondo family, honoring a legacy defined by excellence, humility, and enduring passion for education. Nyondo will be buried on the 22nd of August 2026. The service will be held at Starterham Hall at 9 a.m. in the Eastern Cape. Staff are advised to use Google Maps for directions. In other news, residents in Richards Bay say they are considering legal action and possible protest over coal dust pollution, water shortages, and failing municipal infrastructure. The Concerned Residents Civic Association held a public meeting last week. Residents raised concerns about what they describe as increasing coal dust from trucks transporting coal to the port. The association's John Heber says residents are calling for the railway to be restored to reduce the number of coal trucks on the road. Residents are also raised concerns about the water shortages, with Heber saying only two of more than 50 water pump stations are working. He says they plan to give the city of Umhlathuze and other stakeholders a deadline to respond.
In regards to the maintenance of the infrastructure, this is obviously a municipal problem. As the Civic Association, we can only just apply more pressure on the municipality and start a class action lawsuit based on the Consumer Protection Act. I mean, we are paying for services which is not being rendered. And unfortunately, our late deputy mayor, Christo Huerta, passed on, but before his passing, we had a lot of discussion as to why things like the streetlights aren't working.
And finally, umzukulu kaLewi Muka nezindondo ezimbili kuma South African Music Awards. Umzukulu ubenobusuku obuhle kakhulu emcimbini we South African Music Awards eSun City eNorthwest ngomgqibelo. Lo mculi kaMaskandi uKhaliwe Muka nendondo yeMotsweding FM Male Artist of the Year kanye neKhozi FM Best Maskandi Album ngingoma ethi Ngifuna Into Zami. Lo mculi akakwazanga ukuzilandela yena imiklomelo yakhe njengoba ibisaya emngcwabeni kaSicebi iNkosi yamagcokama Dlamini emsinga. In your weather reports this morning, we've got a beautiful warm winter day across the province with clear skies and zero rain in sight. Durban is looking lovely at a high of 23 degrees. Up north, Richards Bay and St. Lucia both hit 24 degrees and 23 degrees. Down south, Margate and Potchefstroom will also reach 24 degrees. Pietermaritzburg and Richmond are the warmest spots today at 27 degrees. Ladysmith, Vryheid and Escott sit around 24 to 25 degrees. Eclopo is leading the heat with 28 degrees. Newcastle, John's Castle with cooler but still pleasant at 23 and 22 degrees. Underberg tops out at 23 degrees while Cockstead and Moy River all reach 24 degrees. Now let's recap your top stories this hour. MUT mourns the loss of industrial LTDC Deputy Director Cebo Nyondo and Richards Bay residents threaten legal action over coal dust and water crisis. And that was all from myself for this hour. I will be back with the news headlines at 8:30. For MUT Radio News, I am DC Ngubane.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.